Hi, this is a dictation for Tanveer Nazir. T like Tom, A N Z V E R. No, T A N V E E R. Tanveer. Last name is Nazir, N A Z I R. The date of birth is 5/22/75. Date of injury is 7/23/23. Mr. Tanveer Nazir is a victim of an automobile accident leading to all the symptoms that are being reported by the patient. In this accident, he was T-bone on the driver's side. And impacted his both shoulders, left elbow, left knee, along with headaches, neck pain, lower back pain. He reported that his driving for his job in a lift, however, he cannot do more than 4 hours. After that, he has a severe stiffness of the left neck, left trapezius muscle, upper back, mid back. The headaches are worsened, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Poor memory, he is very forgetful most of the time, although he's seeing a neurologist who has provided him topibramate, 100 milligram, or somatriptan, and he cannot sit for too long in the car. Then his back pain and neck pain starts, his left shoulder starts acting up and painful. He does wake up with headaches, although the medications are helping. The headache frequency is lessened, but they are still intense. No vomiting, nausea, or any imminent TBI signs are associated. No seizures, loss of consciousness. Pain in both shoulders is ongoing as before with no relief, and left knee pain and left shoulder pain is the worst. Right shoulder pain is slightly better. Although the patient reports 80% improvement in the symptoms. The pain level is around 8 to 9 and ADLs are affected 9. The patient reports that his wife and his family is not approving the injection treatment or any surgical approach at this time, so he declines for consent for all of them. Although he has been advised to have injections to his both shoulders, left knee, and also CESI, LESI, and facet joint injection, and there is a possibility of SI joint being involved as well. The patient does have a labral tear in both the shoulders, and the injection was done only one time, and that is all about it. Still awaiting for a consent to arrive. Please review the record for the ADLs for system review. Additional issues. And then current pain medication is Tramadol. Substance abuse is none. Compliance history is good. Physical examination on blood pressure is 143 over 91, pulse 59, pulse ox is 100, and the rest of the exam remains the same. A previous visit of 6/4/2024. Dictation number is 0606-0223. And diagnosis are the same. Plan is like this. Patient is seeing a neurologist, Dr. Holzman, at VA Neurology, and we have requested record release for all the testing that are done and treatment protocol. We hear that the Depakote was discontinued, Zoloft was discontinued. The patient is on venfloxacin, and also he is taking somatriptan 100 milligram for headaches. We requested to find a reason to provide medication for memory loss, and patient does not report any more dizziness or vertigo or any balance problem. He continues to have some vision disturbance and double vision, and his ADLs are affected. He is advised to continue his physical therapy 2 times per week with traction and massage in the affected areas, and he is allowed to continue light duty job 4 hours, 6 days, 5 pounds literally along with housework replacement if needed, and transportation is allowed and case management is allowed. His maps have been reviewed, labs have been reviewed. He is provided the following medications, which are Mobic, 7.5 milligram a day for anti-inflammatory effect. His Protonix is provided 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection. Tylenol with codeine number 41 QDPRN 30 tablets is provided for pain relief. Neurontin, 600 milligram twice a day is provided for headache relief and also for neuropathy pain. Furosets are provided for general headache relief, 50 tablets. Lidocaine ointment was provided for topical pain relief in the neck and upper back and shoulder area, for the knee area. The patient is advised to continue wearing knee brace. He was advised to have an MRI brain with Neurocon that is being done today, and MRI of both shoulders and left knee is not needed and cancelled. He is also referred to ophthalmology, neuropsych, and neurology, which is continuing. And the patient was also advised to have a chest X-ray and left rib because of the constant complaint. His breath sounds were diminished on the left basis due to the previous atelectasis and pneumothorax. That has not been done. Patient was advised a neck pillow and wrist splint for possible carpal tunnel for both wrists, and a knee brace for the left knee. Thank you. Will be seen in 1 month's time. If he agrees for the injections, that will bring him more relief, better healing, and as an option B before providing surgical consult. Once he provides approval, then we'll schedule him. Thank you.